Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. It's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Oh, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved.
Ooh. Okay, so listen, let's start by catching up.
Yeah, you have had a really big week month. You are now a fitness preacher.
Guru.
Yes.
No, yes, I am an instructor. It's really funny, but I promise I kind of really loved it.
It seemed like you did.
I did love it. God did a lot of stuff in my heart, and I don't know. It's really good. So I think some shifts are going to happen in the show, because I was kind of listening while I was there. Like, what do you want me to do? And I feel like you told me some stuff, so we'll see.
Oh, bad news. I'm at 20% on my phone.
Okay.
Okay, what do we do about my phone dying?
You plug it in like an hour ago. So.
You know what? I'm struggling today.
You can't get up and go plug it in? Or do you not have a charger?
Well, I have my headset in.
Okay.
And the way that iPhone has their phones now, you can only choose to listen or charge.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, okay. We could, when my phone dies, just keep recording, right? Because I'll still be on Skype with you.
Okay. That's fine. So the other thing I just recently did that I wanted to talk about is I did Glamour Shot.
I saw that. I could not believe those still exist.
I didn't know it either, but it was really fun.
They looked good.
It was really fun. And so I would recommend them and they told me they can do like all kinds of art in the background, and they're doing like art behind my kids for Harry Potter because my kids like that. But then the family picture was very just classic on a white couch, which I thought you might like.
I would like that. Yeah.
So.
And they did your makeup.
They did my makeup and they did my daughter's makeup, and I told them, we like not a lot. And so they did not a lot. And I didn't want them to touch my hair because I...
We know, you're very particular.
Well, and it gets big, and if you don't have curly hair, you don't know what you're doing, and you try to, like, brush it and whatever. And so they respected that. Anyway, they made it really, really fun.
Good. Eyeliner was interesting that they put on you.
Yeah, but it made my eyes look bigger or something. I don't know. I'm not a makeup artist, Rebecca. I'm a fitness instructor.
I can't wait to see what changes and what God told you about the podcast. Did he tell you to fire me?
Yeah, the new change is the problems are all solved. So this will be our last episode. I pay you nothing. So it would not, would not affect your bottom line at all. Okay, so what's going on with you?
Oh, it's winter and my kids are homeschooled and I do not know what I just did to my life.
It's intense.
I want to be an empty nester, but I know that I'll miss my kids when they're not here, but
yeah,
every day is legit struggle.
Yeah, I agree.
So I know it's why you started this podcast, but in all honesty, Emily, I feel like you have it together way more than me. I feel like I need to take over your podcast. I am the legit mom struggling well. I mean, terribly. Now I get it. You are the mom struggling well, and I am not.
Let me tell you, it's curated chaos. Like, I just pop on when I'm not crying on the floor, because that's not that cute.
So you do that, though?
Yes. Are you kidding me? Yes.
That's good to know.
I'm constantly trying to quit my whole life. My kids make me so angry. I just mopped the floor, and I came into red hots everywhere. I'm so mad about life in general. They make me so angry. I have a shoe basket, and it's huge. And they still get the shoes right next to it or like a big trash can. And there's like gum all around. Just they almost made it in.
I know. I got shingles this month and I'm pretty sure that's stress related.
Bless your heart. It is not easy.
Who knew you could get that when you're 34?
I'm sorry. That's got to be like a real sexy feeling.
Yes. It was on the back of my head.
Did you lose hair there?
No. No balding happening. That's good to hear, honestly, because I really feel like I'm trying to, I regret that I'm a mom almost every day. It feels terrible, you know?
It does. And listen, my husband always says, like, it doesn't always feel like that because I, especially my daughter is really hard for me. And so then I feel like a bad person because my son's not hard for me, but he's really sweet and easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm in counseling and my counselor said it's just important to take them instead of seeing them as like adversaries, think of them as teachers. Like God is using my daughter to teach me how to shut up. And so that's what I try.
Yeah.
It helps me not feel like she's against me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do know that everyone feels like that, you know, feels like this is a mom. It's not shown a lot on the internet and on Instagram. So yeah, you feel alone.
Yeah, bless your heart. Well, listen, you don't always feel this badly about it, right?
3 weeks out of every month.
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry. Listen, I'm PMSing right now. It is so bad that I'm on
Everyone's
medicine
being
for it.
So nice.
I don't know. Why are we starting off being crazy pants? No, but I am on medicine for it. It's called PMDD is what I have because have we talked about this before? My PMS is so severe that I literally become a different person and my husband's afraid of me and my kids are afraid of me and I don't want that. But I also, I mean, it's the real deal. So
yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
No, I probably, what was it called?
PMDD. It's PMS. Nothing happens in my body at all. Like, I wish I had cramps because then you can take Tylenol. Like, I can't. There's nothing for crazy dragon mom.
Right. Gosh, I'm like spitting snot out of my nose.
Okay. I'm glad we're doing this virtually.
Glad we're live right now.
You are so not alone, though, for reals. So 2 days ago, there was a mom who, or a friend of mine who I saw at church, and she was struggling. And I said, come to my house, let's talk about it. And it turns out this was what it was. Well, then I was like encouraging her and whatever. And then the next day, like the fog went over me. And I told my husband, I'm like, I can't do my day. I can't, what the heck am I supposed to do? Yeah. So it's hard.
So it's in a legit, like there's something that could be helped.
Well, I mean, my lady helped it with, I think I'm on an antidepressant. I'm a nurse. I should know what the heck I'm on. But I'm not But it really helped me. And so it was bad enough that my community group girls were like, hey, what if you tried some medicine? It was so bad because they could like see from a distance, like you just go away for 1 week. And then it became a week and a half. And then it became 2 weeks. And I'm like, more of my life is crazy than not. Mm-hmm. And it was very frustrating because in the middle of it, I'm walking closer with the Lord than I ever have been. I am freaking working out. I am eating bananas and almond butter. Like I'm trying to do the right things and it still wasn't working. And so then you start to lose hope because you just feel like I just need to dig myself a tunnel and maybe live under my house.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. I have a physical the beginning of December, so I will bring this up and ask her about it because, yeah, it feels pretty crappy. So,
girl. All right.
But everyone is so sweet. I mean, I'm like going to go back and read all these comments, but.
Yeah. Listen, we will be praying for you. All of them, I can tell.
Thanks.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about favorite things? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
For the catching up session to be over.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to start?
Listen, next time, don't ask me how I'm doing.
I won't.
No, I'm just kidding. I am happy to be one of the few people who brings like this is real life to the internet. So,
yeah.
And I probably won't do that on my Instagram feed because I am very particular about that looking pretty, but my stories are a mess. So, just come follow and I probably verbally vomit and emotionally vomit on there all the time. But
I love your stories. I love your stories.
Did you see this comment? Someone discovered you because they actually Googled the struggling mom.
I love that.
Look at that. That's awesome.
I love that. I love it. I love going first and saying, hey, we're a mess. Join us.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. So let's do this. You just want to go back and forth with like favorite things?
Yes. So my first thing, first of all, it was very hard to come up with 10, just 10.
I have more. I know.
Okay. So the first one is actually the sponsor of the show as well. And it's our friend Casey, Clothed in Victory, used to be Persimmon Prince. And I'm actually wearing the shirt, my favorite tee. I love it because it's the crew neck and it's neutral, but it's organic cotton, which honestly, I know that that's a really big deal to some people. I am just glad to not be naked, but it's made by a girl and you know who made it. And it helps me be able to wear things on top. It's neutral enough, but I can show my necklaces. So
it's really great. They have a few different colors too.
Yes. And they have new ones out every season.
Oh, every season. Yeah. It's great. They have a V-neck and a scoop.
I like a scoop better than a V. What's your preference?
I like a scoop better. However, I read in a fashion magazine one time that a V-neck makes you look skinnier.
Oh, does it?
I don't know. Draws like a V. I don't know. Makes your waist look like a V. Who knows? You know.
Well, my goodness.
Magic.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I also have a coupon code.
Ooh.
20% off. This is out of my head because it's on my phone and I'm currently on my phone. 20% off if you use the code MOMSTRUGGLINGWELL, anything at Clothed in Victory, over $50.
Awesome.
All right. So what's your one that you did?
My first number one right now is anything Christmas scented, mostly candles. I got 3 from the new Magnolia line. They had like a cedar. And then somebody told me that there's one at Trader Joe's that's only $3.
Oh.
It's like cedar and balsam or something. Who knows what balsam is? Do you know what balsam is?
I think it's a type of Christmas tree.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a herbologist.
Right.
Or the treeologist.
Christmas treeologist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. I think it smells like Christmas. So pretty much anything right now that is a lighted object that smells like a Christmas tree.
Okay. Yep. It's valid. When I lived in China, I would bring candles that smelled like Christmas trees to China with me just to burn them all the season.
Yeah.
Well, listen, my number 2 is actually also a candle. I brought as many of these things into my office with me as I could.
Smart.
Mercy Candle Company.
Ooh.
Oh.
I like their name.
Yeah. And there's a verse on it, you know, which is awesome. And this smells so good. This one, I'll read it. Crisp autumn apples with a hint of maple and bourbon. What? And it's in a mason jar. I just got my sister 2 of these. And whoops, that was her Christmas present. And I just said it. So
you always spoil things for your sister on here. That's one of my favorite parts. What is she going to spoil about her sister now?
Poor Katie.
Okay, my number two, which I also brought, is, have you heard of the Write the Word journals?
Laura Casey's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you love about it?
It is so simple to me. Like, it's legit copying the Bible. So she gives you, it has like today's date and then I'm grateful for. So there's a place to really cultivate gratefulness, which is really important to me. And then there's a Bible verse that you just copy. And
okay. In
copying, a lot of things will stick out to me rather than just reading something. But then I'm like verbatim copying. And then on the back is, apparently there was nothing on my heart that day, but you have a space for journaling. So it can be about the verse or it can just be about like life in general.
Okay, that's great. I love the idea that more sticks out to you when you write it.
Yeah. So it's just a real simple way to get into God's word. And so I've loved that. She has like a ton of different colors and themes.
So good.
Write the word journal.
I just got my power sheets for the year.
Oh, yeah.
I've already started them for 2018, just the prep or whatever. Don't roll your eyes at me.
Such an overachiever.
My last one I used for 2 years because I was that bad at it. 2016 yeah. lasted me for 2 years.
That's smart because I only did half of mine this year. So maybe I'll just use the other half for next year.
Yeah. Well, she told me on the show, instead of it being like, yes, you did it, check, or no, you didn't, there's a progress bar, which I like the progress bar.
Yeah, there is. I have that version. Mm-hmm. I do love them. Should probably get back to them.
You probably should, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Put on there, plug your phone in as one of your daily goals.
Oh, how did I not see that?
Sorry. Okay, so.
Is it my turn? Or is it your turn?
I've already lost.
Oh, okay, then it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. Something that I really love is, I just got it. It is the Bible that wraps around.
Ooh, yes. Is that with the journaling notes on the side?
Yes. It's got the journaling on the inside, which I love that. So you've got all the journaling on the side. Oh, look at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does yours wrap around?
I don't have, no, it's just the like fake leather one, but I've had it for like almost 8 years.
I have that one for like at my house, but I like this one to throw in my purse.
I like that one a lot.
That's my new favorite thing. And then my mom got one because she loved mine and it was the large print and it was like $20 cheaper than my, I'm like, what? I'm sorry, what?
Senior citizen discounts.
Baby. All right.
Speaking of different things that your mom gets, we got an American Girl catalog here at our house. And I was telling my mom what I'm going to get Clara from it.
Yeah.
And she was telling me what she was going to get. She had a different version of the American Girl magazine. She had like grandma version, like with more products. And
no. It
was so interesting.
That's good marketing though, right? The grandmas mm-hmm. are the ones who are going to buy all that stuff.
That's right. And she is. So, all right. My number three is this book, A Gracious Space, by Julie Bogart. She's also on Instagram. She's like a homeschooling veteran. So this book is technically written for homeschoolers, but I think it could be so good for any woman with kids.
Okay.
And it's called Daily Reflections to Sustain Your Homeschooling Commitment. And they are so good. They're like, let yourself off the hook. Your kids are going to turn out fine. You know, those type of things.
Yeah.
And they have one for every season. So this is the fall. And then they have winter. What are the other seasons?
The other seasons.
They have all of them.
It's a mystery. You know, you can Google the other seasons. I've seen you talk about those on your Insta stories. I love that.
Yes, I'll share them a lot on my Insta stories. Everyone's freaking out wanting show notes.
I will make show notes. I will make show notes.
Because she doesn't do them normally for problem solve. That's asking a lot. So
that's asking a lot. No, I'll do show notes. MomStrugglingWell.com.
Because we have a lot of good things.
Since you did a book, I'm going to do a book. Paul David Tripp, New Morning Mercies, devotional. It's wrecking my life. Okay.
I think I heard about it from you, actually. You referenced it once on your Instagram. I was like, I need that book. So I ordered it.
It is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is underlined. Love that guy.
Yeah, it's so good. I started following him on Instagram. I've never heard about him before you told me about him.
Okay.
He's currently doing little clips where he sits in this like wing-backed chair with a Christmas tree behind him. He's got a mustache and I feel like he just needs a robe and a pipe to like complete cute.
Like a fake fire in the background.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. For people who don't know, the whole book started off as these were just tweets that he did.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he made a whole devotional about it. And then at the bottom, there's something you can read from the Bible, like a passage or whatever. Yeah.
I got his parenting book too. However, I haven't started it.
I did too. I got it on Audible and I've listened to a couple chapters. It's really good. I need to hold it though. I wish I would have just
bought it
in real life. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that was mine.
Okay. Number four for me is Trader Joe's sushi.
It's good.
Oh my gosh. So good with a little tiny bit of wasabi. Then it like hits everywhere up there.
Do you have a Kroger where you live?
We do. Yeah.
The sushi at my Kroger is fantastic.
Really?
It is fantastic.
I may have to try that.
And there's like a little Japanese guy there and he is so helpful. And every single time that I go and he's like so thankful, like he, like I'm personally feeding his family or something every time I buy it. It's just such a good experience.
That's so sweet. I feel like if you're going to get, I probably shouldn't say this, sushi from a Japanese man, it's going to be good sushi.
Well, I mean, it's from Japan. That's not bad.
Okay. Well, I, you know, I'm careful about stereotyping.
No, it's good. I think sushi. He's been doing it for a while. It's really, really good. Because we tried making it and it tasted okay, but man, it fell apart. It was not pretty. So it's a lot harder than it looked.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things I love, teleties.
Oh, I've heard of those.
They are telephone cords from the days of yore. And it's a hair tie.
I love it.
And I actually got it from my friend Jess at the Revelation Wellness Instructor Training. She loaned it to me one day. And then I just said, hey, though, can I have it for keepsies? And she said, yes.
I love it. Does it keep your hair tight?
They have different like widenesses, bignesses. You know.
Width, circumference, radius.
Radius is only halfway. Okay. Anyway, so they have smaller ones and bigger ones, but they're also, I wear it as a bracelet because it's cute. Hello.
That is cute.
Teletubbies.
Not to be confused with Teletubbies.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, my number five is vintage quilts.
Okay.
So I've inherited a few from my family, like my grandma and my great grandma, and we use them. It probably makes them roll over in the grave, but we use them every day for like picnic blankets or like my kids play on them. And they just, something about that vintage quilt, which I know you can get them on like at antique shops and different things too. It just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It's just something about the aesthetic of the vintage quilt.
It's cozy.
Yeah. And somebody did that. Like their hands were all over and there was not machines for some of them. You know, like you can tell which ones are hand stitched and I love the way they look. I love the way they make me feel. So vintage quilts.
I love it. My friend Jackie at Rad Joy, do you know the crosses and you nail stuff to the cross?
Yes.
They're crosses with nails and you put paper and whatever. But she also makes these things like quiet time boxes. So this is my little box. The inserts come out and they're coasters.
I love it.
So I keep my candle in there and my devotional and my wraparound Bible. Most of the things that I loved right now came from my quiet time in the mornings because I love them so much. So
I don't know
if it's called a quiet time box. That's just what I call it.
I do remember when you first got that, you shared it and I looked them up and added them to some wish lists.
Yeah. And my husband, who hates when I buy him things, really loves it. We both use them every single day.
They'd be great for even homeschool caddies for like morning work time or whatever, you know, just go get your caddy and start working.
Yeah.
Be quiet.
Yeah. Be quiet about it.
And have fun while you're at it. You
know? Have fun in a very contained, appropriate. Not even age appropriate. Like, pretend like you're a grown up.
Right.
Jeez.
My number six is 4 hours at Starbucks. Not tangible, but so good. I can't do anything less than 4 hours. So if you're going to send me to Starbucks for two, it's just not worth it. Just don't even try. I'm very distracted while I'm there. So I need 4 hours to do like a half hour of reading.
Yes.
So
I like that because I usually feel like two. I don't like when there's an end time on it.
That's true.
And I get all nervous. Mm-hmm. So I like 4 hours because that's a good amount of time.
Yeah. Half a day.
Okay.
Four plus. Let's just add that little plus there.
I mean,
4+ hours.
As the spirit leads. Is it my turn?
It is.
Armed with truth.
Wow. She's got a tattoo. I mean, we're a podcast here, Emily, so people can't see that stuff.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's tattoos of scripture. I want a sleeve so bad and it wouldn't go well with my family. And so I like these because they're temporary, but they're also scripture.
Yeah, I like that. My husband and I are thinking about getting tattoos for our 10th wedding anniversary in March.
What are you going to get?
He's going to get a wedding band because he's lost every single one we bought him. So, you know, just tattoo it on there.
What makes him lose it? Does he take it off regularly or?
He plays with it. You know, fiddles with it, and then it'll just, he set it somewhere while he was fiddling, and, you know, who knows where that was. So we've done like the Calo, Q-A-L-O rings, yeah, like the rubber ones, and he breaks those because he plays with them so much. So I'm just done buying him wedding rings. Just no more. Shoot. My feed died.
Losing you, Rebecca.
I know.
Her phone has died. Can you hear me? Yeah, they can hear you now. Okay, so you're just going to have it tattooed on?
Yeah.
Just a line, or what are you going to do?
I think he's going to write love in Arabic on his ring, on his finger, ring finger. So, like, Arabic font is really beautiful, and, like, that's our ministry here, too, so it can mean a lot of things. And then, you know, he can't lose it unless he cuts his ring finger off. And then we probably should go to marriage counseling, because there's probably something going on if he cuts that finger off specifically.
Yeah, so I think that's valid.
That'd be a good sign.
Okay. And you're going to do the same?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I've always wanted a tattoo and I've never been brave enough. So if he goes and gets it done, I might do it there. I don't know. I also love, like, on your wrist, the inside of your wrist. I feel like that's a really fun place.
Yeah.
Under your eye, like a little teardrop. A
teardrop, for sure. I like the forearm.
The whole section.
This part, guys. I want the world outline, a world map.
Ooh, that'd be pretty.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, do it.
I just need you to talk to my husband about it.
All right, I will.
I mean, he wouldn't say I couldn't, but he'd give me the side eye about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so your turn.
Number 7, I'm obsessed currently with all of those adorable wooden homeschool toys. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
I can't see any comments anymore. I feel very alone, but I read them. People know what I'm talking about. They're like rainbows, but like they're wood and they make a rainbow, and then you can pull them apart and your kids just play endlessly with them for hours and make beautiful structures and use their imaginations.
I think that you're buying into the hype.
No. These wooden homeschool toys are the key to happiness.
No. Oh, Montessori toys.
Yes, the Montessori toys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful, too. I mean, they just would look pretty on a shelf. I'm sort of over the whole plastic madness of toys, but these are also much more expensive. So there is zero under our Christmas tree. But, like, they could get one rainbow wooden toy, and that's, like, all they could have for Christmas. And I just don't think they'd be real excited about that. So.
Yeah, maybe not. My thing I love is the fire pit that my neighbor loaned me. And my husband always said we shouldn't need to buy one because we'd never use it. We are out there every day.
Good for you.
Everything smells like a campfire all the time. But it's really fun and we're having a great time. So
is this like your Teletubby that where she loaned it to you and then you're just going to keep it?
I probably will eventually have to give it back to her. But she does have two. So
the Bible says if you have two of something, you should give one to your friend.
I think that's a really good point. Okay. Well, now that I can throw the Bible at her, I think I just got myself a new fire pit.
We love our fire pit.
Where did you get yours? Because in case she doesn't want to let me have it, even though the Bible says she should.
Right. I think we got ours at Lowe's or Home Depot for under $100, probably like $75 or $80. Like lowest of the, you know, you can spend a lot of money on a fire pit if you want, but.
I know. What do you do with it in when it's not fire pit weather?
You're supposed to put it in your garage, but ours is just currently sitting out there under 6 feet of snow. I mean, it's not snowing now, but it will be, and it will be covered.
Do you use it still in the winter?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And you're already in the winter?
Yeah, nobody's outside right now.
Mm-hmm. We're still wearing short sleeves.
I know this. And you're freezing cold under blankets and next to your fire pit.
My life is harder than it looks, Rebecca. Okay. Your turn.
My next favorite is an Instagram account.
Okay.
Do you have your pen to write this down?
Yes.
It's at the home edit, the home EDIT edit. I don't really care about their feed, but their stories are hilarious. They are like home organizers for the stars. Like they do it just for mostly for celebrities, and there's two of them, and they just feed off. I mean, they're not as funny as you and I, but they're really funny, and they travel together a lot. So, Anyways, I just, every time they have an Insta story that's up, I just cannot wait to sit down and watch it.
Okay.
So good.
I love that. I don't know. Not that many things make me laugh really hard.
Well, I don't know. Give it a try and then let me know what you think.
I will.
And give it a good try because you have to get to know them.
Yes, you know? I agree. Okay. I just saw the new Seinfeld documentary and it's hysterical.
I have nothing to say about it. Nothing.
You don't like Seinfeld?
No, I don't. I think it's ridiculous. It's a show about nothing, which I know is like what it's supposed to be. It's a show about nothing. But
I am hitting you with my teletie. It's such funny humor. I named my daughter Lane because of Elaine. That's how much I like it. Whatever. People tell me I look like Seinfeld because I have a big nose.
You know what? You do.
I know I do. Maybe that's why I like him.
You know what? I'll give it another shot. It was college when I tried. I probably wasn't as funny or mature then, so.
But him in general, his humor is funny. This is what I love about him. He's completely clean. And okay. It takes skill to be completely clean.
Yes.
I've seen him in person. I've seen him on Netflix. I've seen him. My friend saw him on the streets in New York.
Why didn't you name your son Jerry?
I don't like that name.
So that's the only thing you don't like about him.
Well, his high water pants and his white sneakers, but.
Yeah, okay.
I'll let that go. He's funny.
Oh, I love you and your Seinfeld loving heart.
It's good, man.
I actually have four more. Even though I know we're on number 9, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
This 10-minute devotional, you know what? You may have been the one to tell me about this too. I'm not sure because I found out about it on Instagram, so maybe it was you.
No, it wasn't. I have it, but I always get stuck on the one called Sticky Situations instead. We have two, but you like that one?
I like this one a lot. I just think, I mean, it's going from the beginning of, this one is the long story short, which is the Old Testament. And then I think it's old story new for the New Testament. So this is just the Old Testament, which I didn't realize when I bought it, but I like it a lot. It's super quick. There's little, you know, you just read a few verses and you're going straight from Genesis all the way through the Old Testament. We're not super far into it. We've been doing it for about since September 12th. We are only on week 5. So we don't do it every day, but it just gives me something to grab that's quick. It repeats a lot of the same themes. Like right now, it's just all about sin. So I think it's building up to like, you know, we all sin and we need a savior.
We need a savior, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like it. Well, let me say this one more thing about it. So there's 5 days in a week and it takes you. So this week was, we did Genesis the first day, Genesis the second, Genesis the third. Hold on, that's a bad example. Most of them. Oh, yeah. Okay, like this one. Most of them have been like this week. 2 days of Genesis, and then we go to 1 Peter, something that like connects to the story, and then another day in Genesis, and then the Psalms. So it kind of jumps you around, but you're learning about the same story. Anyways, I like it.
That's good. One that, like I said, the Sticky Situations one, my kids really like it because there's a kid, he's got a problem, and then there's A, B, C, or D, what should the kid do? And then you read a passage out of the Bible, and then in the back there's more questions to ask. They love kids getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Your turn. Do you have more?
Oh, well, I want to, there's a sweatshirt that I love, I'm just trying to find it. Oh, here it is. Okay, so it's my new one that I got on retreat. At Revelation Wellness, it says less than perfect, more than loved, which I love because I struggle with feeling loved and I struggle with perfectionism, but that's kind of like a larger neck and it goes lower in the back.
Ooh.
It is so cute. You can get it at revelationwellness.org. Okay, so you say something now.
My last three are food related. Lately, I've been loving popping our own popcorn in our cast iron skillet, grill, pot thing. I don't know what it's called.
Like a Dutch oven?
Oven, yeah. So I pop it in there and then I put salt and pepper on top.
And butter or what?
I pop it in coconut oil. So that's been enough oil for me. I haven't put butter on it. Just salt and pepper after that.
I love it. So
also, I've been loving Home Goods pre-packaged box mixes.
Okay.
Never bought before in my life because it feels weird to me to buy food at Home Goods even though I've seen them there. You know, like they sell pasta and like...
I've never been inside one of those places.
What?
Sorry. The disappointment runs deep, I can tell. I've seen them.
Yeah, well, that's good. That makes up for me not liking Seinfeld. Now we're not even even. I feel like I'm winning.
Oh, no. No. I'm winning. Seinfeld is iconic. Home Goods is a flash in the pan.
We need to take this to Instagram polls. Okay, well, Home Goods sells home decor mostly, but they also sell box mixes of things that I've bought recently to cook at home on homeschool days to make me feel like a really great homeschool mom, but it took me 5 minutes and 2 eggs, you know?
5 minutes and 2 eggs, and you too can be a great homeschool mom. Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm not making anything from scratch, but I will put a box mix together. And the kids have loved it.
First of all, I need you to stop thinking you're not a good homeschool mom.
Oh, I know.
Okay. I don't know if you know.
But living up to what you see on the internet. So I do feel...
It's all lies on the internet.
I know this. Okay. But it also does make me feel good to have curated spaces. Like, I love having curated spaces. Lighting candles makes me feel good. You know, like, I love aesthetics.
Right.
So I love some of the ideas that these seemingly perfect homeschool moms put out there. And I realize that their day doesn't look like that 15 second thing either. But I like to try to incorporate some things that might make me feel more like a legit adult human. But I do realize.
Okay.
But I'm not going to make my own bread and like churn my own butter, you know?
Yeah.
But I will buy a box mix from Home Goods.
There you go.
Lastly, I have one more.
Well, I have one too. Can I insert myself?
I guess so. I thought you were done, so I was trying to hurry up.
So, Instant Pot. It's amazing. I cook so much more because I got an Instant Pot. And I got an Instant Pot because Sally Clarkson said we spend a lot of time at our table with our kids. And so I thought that I should probably spend more time at my table with my kids. So Instant Pot, you just throw in like, do you know what they are? I'm sure you know what they are.
I know what they are. Yeah.
Do you have one?
They scare me.
No, it's foolproof. I have... I have a pressure cooker and you have to watch them because they will blow the roof off your kitchen. But the Instant Pot won't do that. Or at least it hasn't happened for me. But what I love is you can just put in like frozen chicken and salsa and put it on poultry and then it just does it. And then when it's done, it depressurizes on itself and warms it. Like you literally press one button and then you're done.
It sounds like a futuristic movie.
Like the George Jetson.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's amazing. And my husband was always like, oh, we don't need an Instant Pot. We won't use it. Just like the fire pit. Mm. Boy, was he wrong again.
He seems to be wrong quite often.
No, that's only the ones I talk about. He's right so much more. But I keep that to myself. Okay, so back to you.
My last one are macarons. There's a macaron shop that just opened up in Hamtramck. They only open on Saturdays, and I go there every Saturday.
Do you mean macaroon?
Okay, no, macaroons, coconut macaroons are different than macarons.
I don't agree with that.
It's true. I asked the lady who owns the store.
So are they coconut cookies?
No, those are macaroons.
And these are macarons.
Macarons are like meringue-ish, like meringue-y kind of, like the cream filling, and they're like usually pastel colors. They're so good.
I'm anti-meringue. I don't like it at all.
Why are we so different?
Because we represent everyone.
America.
Ew, yeah, I don't like meringue. I don't understand the point.
Oh, it's light and like marshmallowy, but harder, like a stale marshmallow.
You're really selling it. Yum. I don't really like marshmallows either.
Okay.
Well, all good. Right. I'm glad you have that place that's open on Saturday for you, though.
Thank you. My one bright spot in my week.
That's so good. Oh, you're just having a hard day. It's not always that bad. Mm-hmm. You have a really great pretend fireplace and a great wallpaper wall. You have new lights that you like that you got. You have a lot of beauty in your life.
Thanks, Emily.
You're welcome.
You're one of them.
I don't think I have anything else.
I don't either.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Jonah is would like an appearance on the podcast at some point.
Okay.
So I don't know if we want to do something with our kids in the future on the podcast.
We can. That's a good idea.
A short, like 10-minute sort of thing. They wouldn't have to be there the whole time. I could see that being a disaster.
You know what would be funny? We get problems from moms and we have our kids solve them.
Yes.
But what we would need to do is have them come in one at a time or they'll be ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yeah. They would just start talking about poop and butts.
Not interested in that.
Okay. Oh, I love that. Let's do that.
Okay. Let's do it. All right. Well, let's sign off. I'm going to sign off, you guys. Thank you for the memories. I don't ever know how to land this plane. We'll see you guys later. There will be show notes. Calm down. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh. All right.
Hi, friend.
I'm going to edit this and get it out. I'm going to put our heads on turkeys, okay?
Awesome.
I think it only makes sense.
It does. Yep.
I'm going to see if I can get us some waddles or something. I don't know.
That'd be good.
I don't know if my Photoshop skills can support that, but I'll try.
I was going to ask that. You know, you impress a lot of people every month, so.
When you got it, flaunt it.